The Torah Vayikra comes from Yeshaya Mem Gimel into Yeshaya Mem Dalet. It's a difficult Haftorah to read the words carefully, but the gist of the Haftorah has to do with Tochacha of Yeshayahu HaNavi regarding Klal Yisrael's not offering Kabanos either to HaKadosh Baruch Hu at all, or not to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but to Avodah Zarah, not to do it with the right Kavana. And then he goes on to mock the Ovdei Avodah Zarah. It's very interesting how he describes in a couple of psukim in a row how could anyone think that this piece of wood or stone or whatever has any sense of a deity to it, and yet they put themselves out. So we'll talk a little bit about some of the psukim in a minute, but just I want to highlight first a couple of psukim from the Torah that should ring a bell for us from our davening, mostly Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur davening. So you have, first of all, the pasuk says, this is Mem Gimel Chaf Hei, Anochi, Anochi, Homochef, Esha'echa, L'ma'ani, V'chatosecha, Lo Eskor. That should ring a bell from our Yom Kippur davening in the bracha of Kedushas Hayom. We quote this pasuk, and we also quote another pasuk, which also is in Haftorah, and it's a little later on, and that is toward the end. So now, if anyone asks you those two psukim in Yom Kippur davening, you know Haftorah, Parshas Vayikra, Yeshaya Mem Gimel, Yeshaya Mem Dalet. So you have both references to a Kodesh Baruch Hu saying that I alone will forgive your averos, do tshuva, and you'll be redeemed. Another connection to Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur davening is the following pasuk. This is Mem Dalet Vav. Ko amar Hashem, Melech Yisrael v'go'alo, Hashem Tzvakos, Ani Rishon v'ani Acharon v'balodai ein Elokim. That pasuk should be familiar to everybody. It's one of the psukim of Malchios. We know that in Malchios, Echonos, and Shofros, we have to quote psukim from Torah, from Ksubim, from Nevi'im, and then we come back to Torah. This is the first pasuk of Nevi'im that we quote in Malchios. Hashem, Melech Yisrael v'go'alo, Ani Rishon v'ani Acharon v'balodai ein Elokim, is also in our davening a little bit, in Emes V'yatsiv, we have this reference, right? Emes HaTohu Rishon, HaTohu Acharon, Mibaladacha Ein Lanu Melech Goel Moshiach. But it's working off of this pasuk as well, you should notice that. And then I have one other interesting connection to a piyut in Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur davening, and that is the piyut called V'yasayu Chol Avdecha. There's a nice nikunim that Bali Tefillah put to it. It's a piyut that goes al derech le'alef beis. In the theme is always how HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Malchus will finally, ultimately be accepted by everybody and extended over the entire world. And every phrase is going on another letter. V'yasayu is to come. V'yivaruchu shem kvodecha is the beis. V'yagidu v'yim tzidkecha and so on. Yatu shchem echad l'avdecha. And finally, v'yitnu l'cha, which is the tav kesa melucha. One of the phrases is v'yachperu im pesilehem. What does it mean? The Yachperu, they will be shamed along with their idols. The Yachperu. This is a pasuk here, Yishai Mem Dalet. It says, Yiskapsu Chulam, these are the people who are making these Avodah Zarahs, worshipping them. Yiskapsu Chulam, Yamodu, Yifchadu, Yevoshu, Yochad. So I was thinking that's probably, may very well be the marker for Yachperu. I don't know, I think there's a pasuk specifically that says Yachperu, but this is the idea. Yam, they're standing there, Yifchadu, Yevoshu, Yochad, they and their idols will stand there and will be embarrassed, they'll be shamed. So these are interesting psukim. Also at the end of the Haftorah, these are psukim that you also may know from those who say V'yitul Chamotzi Shabbos, the very end, the very last pasuk. Ranu Shamayim ki asa Hashem hariu tachtios aretz pitzchu harim mina yar v'chol eifbo ki gal Hashem Yaakov v'yisro yispar. That's the very last pasuk of that Torah. In terms of the psukim in the middle, that mak avodah zarah, the Gemara says in a few places, in Megillah and other places, that kol etzanusa asura except for etzanusa d'avodah zarah, that you're making sure of avodah zarah, that's part of what you're supposed to do. And you have a few places in Yeshaya where Yeshayahu HaNavi does this, and one of the places is here. He discusses how they make for themselves these things, they carve them out, And who are these people? These people themselves are human beings. Charash barzel matzah lufal bapechem makavos yitzveyu. These are ways what he's doing to form the avodah zarah. But yifaleu bezvar kocho. And then he says gam ra'e ve'en koach lo shas mayim vayiyof. So here's two ways. At least I sort of force him to learn it. One pshat is that this person who's making it is a human being, and if he doesn't eat, he loses energy. If he doesn't drink, he gets tired. So the yotzer himself is chasar koch v'cholosh. He's a mortal. Im yirav imbo koach, im loshes v'may v'yoach, kavachomer, that what he makes is not going to have the power of a deity, because the person himself is, you know, is a weakling. Is a person that gets tired if he doesn't have the natural food and drink. The other way that they learn it, the Radak says, that this person is putting so much kochos into this, making the avodah zarah, that he doesn't even, he's so much on adrenaline, he doesn't even stop to take his coffee or his Danish, so to speak. In other words, mirov cheshko b'malacha, k'shegi esa achila, he skips his lunch, he skips his dinner, lo yitza loko mi'amalacha, v'huray, v'poad, shelo yisher bo koach. He's making fun of this person who's making the avodah zarah. Charash etzim nata kab yisareil baseret yaseil b'muksoos b'machug yisareil. These are all different things. Compasses. B'machuga is a compass. B'yaseil kesav nisish kesiferes adam moshev is boy. It sits in the house. It doesn't do anything. The people come in and they give it all the covet in the world. It just sits there. It's a nothing. It's just. Yeshayahu Navi mocking the avodah zarah. Lichros u'aros v'yikach tears of the alon v'yamitz lo batzei yor nata oren v'yigeshem yigadel. Goes on. Chetz yosarf b'moesh. Half of it he needs to have to get warm, so he needs firewood. So he puts half of the wood is going to become his firewood to get himself warm. And he'll say, "Oh, it made me warm." Ha'ach chamosi ra'isi or. And the other half. That's the idol. Usheirisa lokel asa lefisgo yiskod lo vishtachel vishtachu. Half of it went to the fire for firewood, and this is going to be a god. The other half, vishtachu yispalu elav v'yomar hatzireni ke'eliyata lo yadu. And here puts it out. Here brings the musar. He twists the musar in to the, you know, to get into the kishkes. Lo yadu bo yavinu ki tach meros einehem mihaskil libosa. He doesn't realize half of it I burnt to make firewood. I needed bread. I used the firewood of half this idol for my bread. To have my roasted meat. And the rest of it, you're going to bow down to. Anyway, this is Yeshayahu Navi's irony and cynicism to try to bring home the point. He says, "Zechar ele Yaakov Yisrael ki avdiyata yitzarticha eved liyata Yisrael losin hasheni." Don't forget me, machisicha pesha'echa. And the last two pesukim of the Av Torah. So a little bit of a taste, appreciation of what we read in the Av Torah Vayikra. Not always read on Vayikra, it sometimes coincides with other things, but this is the Av Torah Yishayim and Gim Yishayim and Dalet.